We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Americans evacuating China learn their plane is being diverted.
This flight will now land at March Air Reserve Base. We have not been told why.
Coronavirus death jumped by 1/4 in 24 hours.
An accused killer in Connecticut tries to kill himself.
Fotis Doulos, the Connecticut man accused of killing his wife, is in critical condition after attempting to take his own life. I'm Sean Adams at Jacoby Medical Center in the Bronx.
Giuliani turns on John Bolton.
He is a personal friend, I thought. The only conclusion I can come to, and it's a harsh one, and I feel very bad about it. He's a backstabber.
At a campaign rally in New Jersey, President Trump once again dismissed the impeachment.
They're trying to steal an election.
This is Brad Heller. Shaq remembers Kobe in an emotional tribute at Staples Center, and Rutgers basketball stays perfect at the rack.
We'll dip into the news radio archives for this date's milestones, and we'll remember a familiar morning voice for generations of New Yorkers.
CBS-FM 101.1, New York's oldies authority. Oh, yes, when a man loves a woman. Harry Harrison loves you on CBS-FM and have been for a long, long time.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Live on air, the radio.com app, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
This is Wednesday, January 29th. Good morning. I'm Wayne Cabot.
Good morning. I'm Paul Murnane. We begin with the CBS News Roundup on the virus scare.
British Airways has stopped all flights to China. Same for Lion Air and Seoul Air. Fears about coronavirus are rising, and for good reason. The number of known deaths surged 25% in just the last day.
An evacuation airplane with as many as 240 Americans from Wuhan, China, has landed in Alaska. We're told all the passengers are asymptomatic, but they will be rescreened in Anchorage before the flight continues to California, but not to the original destination. Unclear why.
It had been originally scheduled to land in Ontario, California, which is about 35 miles west of Los Angeles. However, CBS News reported just a short time ago, this flight will now land about 38 miles east of Ontario at March Air Reserve Base. We have not been told why.
That's KTVA-TV reporter David LaValle on the change in plans.
Back in China, authorities have cut off access to Wuhan and 16 other cities to prevent people from leaving and spreading the virus further. The outbreak has killed 132 people, all in China. China's latest count of 5,974 cases is a smaller daily rise than the previous days.
In Australia, 32 members of the Chinese women's national soccer team are being quarantined because the team traveled through Wuhan a week ago. They'll be in isolation in a Brisbane hotel until Wednesday of next week, but at this point, none has symptoms.
We go live now to Jacoby Hospital in the Bronx this morning, where Fotis Doulos has been transferred after trying to asphyxiate himself back home in Connecticut. Happened on the day he learned that his bail was being revoked in his wife's murder case. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is at the hospital this morning. Sean, tell us about the events that brought Fotis Doulos there.
Well, it appears Fotis Doulos did indeed try to kill himself 3 weeks after police in Connecticut charged him with the murder of his estranged wife, Jennifer, who's been missing since May. Doulos missed a court appearance yesterday. Connecticut was about to revoke his bond. There was a problem with some of the properties that he put up as collateral. So police went to his Farmington home to check in. They found Doulos in his garage, engine running, the air thick with exhaust, carbon monoxide. So responders, they dragged him out into the yard, performed CPR for an extended period of time until they detected a faint pulse. They took him to UConn Health. Then a helicopter brought Fotis Doulos here to Jacoby Medical Center in the Bronx for treatment in their hyperbaric chamber. He's in critical condition.
What happens next in the murder case, Sean?
Well, much really depends on whether or not Fotis Doulos survives. There's supposed to be another bond hearing today in Stamford. It's not clear if that is going to happen. If Doulos recovers, it stands to reason the murder case proceeds. If he does not, Obviously, there will be no murder trial, and that could impact the case against two other people who've been charged in connection with this. Doulos' ex-girlfriend and a lawyer pal, and we're talking about Michelle Traconis and Kent Mawhinney, they've been charged with conspiracy. So it remains to be seen what happens if circumstances could change for them.
Sean, thank you. We have an update now from South Farmingdale, Long Island, in the strangulation 2 weeks ago of nursing student Kelly Owen. Found by her parents in her bed, the Nassau County Police have arrested a man with the same last name, but they don't say if Michael Owen is a relative of Kelly Owen or if they knew each other. She was 27, so is the suspect. Michael Owen will be charged today with second-degree murder.
Wednesday morning, let's get need-to-know weather this morning from Craig Allen.
All quiet out there. Once again for today, temperatures will climb to within a few degrees of 40. It stays quiet right through tonight into Thursday. First chance of any storminess close by, that comes on Saturday.
Thanks, Craig. Stock futures indicating a higher open, and Joe Connolly is here with this morning's Big Money story. Joe?
Yeah, two of the most popular companies say business is very good. Apple had record sales of, get this, $30 billion a month for everything from phones and iPads and watches to sales of apps and through apps. And Starbucks says the small shop they're testing in New York for pickups only has been so successful, they'll open more of them.
It's Q&A day, Joe, for senators acting as jurors in the President Trump impeachment trial. They'll have 2 days to submit questions to either the House managers or the White House defense team. CBS News correspondent Katherine Johnson is on Capitol Hill.
President Trump's legal team made quick work of their opening arguments, using less than half of their 24 hours to make their case.
These articles must be rejected.
Democrats continue to push for more witness testimony, particularly from John Bolton. The former National Security Advisor's upcoming book reportedly contradicts key parts of the White House's defense.
The United States Senate's going to look pretty stupid if in 60 days, when John Bolton's book hits the American public, there's relevant information about whether this president should be removed or not.
Democratic Senator Mark Warner of Virginia there.
President Trump spoke for about an hour at the Wildwoods Convention Center on the Jersey Boardwalk last night in a very Jersey-centric address, talking here about the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement.
A massive win for New Jersey workers, New Jersey farmers, New Jersey union people, New Jersey manufacturers, and everybody. And weeks ago, we also signed a fantastic new trade agreement with China.
Remembering New York's morning mayor, Harry Harrison, after Craig's full forecast. Next.
The WCBS Morning News Roundup.
Now on the WCBS Morning News Roundup, the Exergen forecast, our chief meteorologist Craig Allen is here.
34 really isn't all that bad for this time of morning. This time of year, the normal low should be about 27. What's making it feel colder outside is that north-northwesterly wind. It's running at around 10 to 15 miles per hour, and so the wind chills right now are in the middle 20s. We expect some sunshine for the afternoon and highs near 40. Tonight's low 25 to 30, so actually a little bit colder. And then tomorrow, sunshine, but a cold 35 to 40. Increasing clouds later Friday, highs back up over 40, 40 to 45. Right now, again in the city, 34, humidity 50%, and the wind chill makes it feel like 27.
It's the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Harry Harrison starts New York's morning, WABC.
Last moments here on CBS FM. I'm going to cry a lot before this is over, huh?
Now, New Yorkers this morning are shedding a collective tear about the passing of the morning mayor at age 89.
Harry Harrison on CBS FM 101.1.
DJ, yeah, but so much more than that. Harry Harrison brought humanity and heart to New York mornings for generations of us.
May I wish you not the biggest and best of life, but the small pleasures that make living worthwhile. Sometime during the new year, to keep your heart in practice, may you do someone a secret good deed and not get caught at it. May you find a little island of time to read that book and write that letter and to visit that lonely friend on the other side of town. May your next do-it-yourself project not look like you did it yourself.
Here's Harry from his final morning show on CBS FM, broadcast live from the Museum of Television and Radio.
Be nice, be safe, be positive, hug all the people you love today, that's very important. I wish you all the very best, because that is exactly what you deserve.
Harry Harrison starts your morning.
Good morning. Not the same without Harry around.
We see he was better at it, wasn't it?
Yeah, his good morning just sounded more New York to me. Brad Heller is here with what you need to know about sports, starting, Brad, with that tearful tribute from Shaq.
Yeah, Wayne, no basketball at Staples Center last night. The Lakers and the Clippers were postponed, but TNT honored Kobe Bryant with a special Inside the NBA show, and Shaq got very emotional remembering the man he teamed up with for three straight NBA titles.
With the loss of my father, my sister, and my pain, that's the only thing I wish I could just say something to him again. Last time I talked to him was when we were here, and I asked him to get 50, and he got 60. Last time I spoke to him.
Referring to Kobe's final NBA game, Jerry West, Charles Barkley, and Dwayne Wade also shared stories about Kobe on the TNT show.
College hoops, great night for Rutgers.
Yeah, Rutgers, Paul, on its way to making the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1991.
Purdue has it. Stefanovic, a three. That's no good as time expires. And the Scarlet Knights are 15-0 at the rack. And for the first time as members of the Big Ten, they have defeated the Purdue Boilermakers.
Final score 70-63. Chris Carlin had the call. Learfield, IMG College. Rutgers is 7-3 in the Big Ten. A sad note to pass along. Pro Football Hall of Famer Chris Dolman has died at 58 after a battle with cancer. And at the Australian Open, top seed Rafael Nadal is now down 2-0 to the 5-seed Dominic Thiem in the quarterfinals.
Thank you, Brad.
You're never more than 15 minutes from the big stories on WCBS.
Good morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Murnane. Here are three things to know on a Wednesday.
Now, Starbucks has closed 2,000 stores in China and is delaying releasing a financial forecast due to what it calls the dynamic situation unfolding with the coronavirus.
Number two, the Pentagon has raised the number of U.S. service members who suffered traumatic brain injuries in Iran's missile strike on an Iraqi airbase, now saying 50. It's the third time the number of injuries has increased.
Third thing, the bodies of Kobe Bryant and three others killed when the helicopter crashed in that foggy hillside in California have now been identified. Confirmations were made using fingerprints.
For the final 12 seconds of the crash, the helicopter descended rapidly, hitting a rate of nearly 2,000 feet per minute. Another concern, the helicopter was not equipped with a terrain alarm system. It could have warned the pilot he was approaching a hillside, something the NTSB says should have been required by the FAA. The pilot missed the hilltop by 20 to 30 feet.
KCBS-TV reporter Chris Hallstrom on the investigation.
This is the 29th of January, and we begin this date's 88 Seconds in Sound with the Big Chill.
2019, the polar vortex stopped the mail in 10 states. Neither snow nor rain, maybe, but minus 60 wind chill, forget it. 2019, Chicago police investigate Jussie Smollett's claim of a racist, homophobic attack involving a noose, bleach, and a MAGA hat.
Police don't have any suspects or even a solid description of the men.
Before long, they were investigating Smollett himself. 2003, remember this sound? It was the beginning of the end of AOL.
You've got mail.
AOL Time Warner posted a record loss, $98.7 billion, biggest in corporate history.
Goodbye.
1993, President Clinton orders an end to the Don't Ask, Don't Tell ban on gays in the military. CBS's Susan Spencer asked him,
what do you think is going to happen in the military? There have been all sorts of dire predictions of violence, of, you know, mass comings out, whatever. What do you think the impact of this is going to be?
I do not expect that to spark this kind of problem.
1980.
The story of the Americans' escape caught Iran by surprise.
The Canadians helped six American hostages escape from Iran.
But they worry about what action, if any, the militants at the U.S. Embassy might take against the 50 American hostages who are still there.
Marvin Kalb, CBS News, the State Department.
That daring break inspired Ben Affleck's 2012 movie Argo, for which he won three Oscars.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Weekday mornings at 6 a.m. Live on air, the radio.com app, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.